Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 496. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Nightflowers. The song is called Merry-Go-Round, and it's on the band's new album, Fortune Teller. It just came out last week, October 25th, on Dirty Bingo Records. That London band kind of trading in the late 80s, early 90s alternative there. A little dreamy. A lot more sheen on this one than on the previous releases, and I'm not sure I enjoy that polish. In fact, it's kind of not my thing. So let's skip to something else here. A band not known for a lot of polish in their music, but a lot on their fingers. This is Hanoi Rocks.
I've been hanging on my telephone. I'll come, you don't ever call.
Well, I've created a double shot there. That is a brand new Michael Monroe. The song is called Last Train to Tokyo, and that's on the new album One Man Gang. Came out a couple weeks ago, October 18th, on Silver Lining Music. That song there, written by Rich Jones and Steve Conte, two of his longtime band members. Michael doesn't write much on the new album. He's got a couple of co-writing credits and one song that he has credits all to himself, and it is the worst song on the album. So maybe it's good if Rich and Steve just keep writing more material for him. That's the way it worked in the olden days for him anyway. The album is good, and I think if you like that song, there's a couple in kind of that same feel and a couple that are just about as good. All in all, yeah, I think so. Before that, we heard from Hanoi Rocks, the band Michael Monroe fronted for so many years. The song's called First Timer, and is on that band's first album, Bangkok Shocks, Saigon Shakes, and Hanoi Rocks. That came out back in 1981. And of course, that song written by Andy McCoy, who wrote all of that band's material, at least in the early days. Why two? Well, because I just happened to buy both of those albums in the last week, and that's how it works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad, whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music here for you. This is something brand new from Refused. Hope you feel good about that last set. I think I do. We ended there with United Blood. The song is called Sons of Liberty and is the A-side of a three-song 7-inch that came out in 1997 on Cheetah's Records. I picked that up at a shop in Calgary, knowing nothing about the band, but thinking $3 Canadian seemed like a really good price to figure it all out. The band is fronted by a guy who used to front Special Forces, so that one was a little more hardcore. This one's a little more oi, but I'm happy with my spent dollars there. Before that, we heard from Screaming Females with the song Skeleton. You can pick that up on the Singles 2 compilation. Came out a couple weeks ago, October 18th, on Don Giovanni Records. It also came out in 2015 as a B-side on Rose Mountain. I don't know, maybe like a Japanese-only release or something like this. But Singles 2 went ahead and collected all those things, so you don't have to go plunk down that sort of money. The band lives up to their title there, Screaming Females, and that is some of the best screaming you're going to hear. And we had some real competition there because we started that set off with The Refused. Track I played there is Rev 001. That is from the band's album War Music, also came out October 18th, that one on Spime Farm Records. That Umeå band was around for a long time, a big favorite of a lot of people, then disappeared for a long time. I don't know how long, but a long time. And they're back, and they sound really good. So I think you're going to give that one a listen and see if that one works for you. But if you like that track, you're going to like this album. That's what they do. Anyway, let's look at the concert calendar here, see what's coming up that looks interesting. We got a show coming up on the 29th. Obsessives are playing at Rhino. On the 30th, Leftover Crack is at the Riot Room. On the 1st, Menzingers are at the Granada. Or on the 1st are also Sluts playing the Apocalypse Meow Benefit. That show starts at, I think, 7 p.m. at Mills, and it's free, and it's a great cause. Come out and find out how you can aid in the Midwest Music Foundation's efforts to provide healthcare for local musicians. On the 2nd, Shy Boys continue Apocalypse Meow. This one not happening at the previous venue. This one is at Drexel Hall at Broadway and Linwood, something like that. But Shy Boys are headlining that night. That's a full bill there, and I think that one kicks off at 6 p.m. On the 8th, Cannibal Corpse is at the Truman. The 9th, Clan of Zymox at Riot Room. On the 10th, Angel Olsen is at Granada. The 14th, Lana Del Rey is playing at the Uptown. On the 19th, Ministries at Granada on the 20th in Sepharim is at the Riot Room. Get your Viking medal on there. On the 23rd, Helmet is at the Riot Room and Lisa Prank is at the Minibar. Two shows that could not be any more different that I am both interested in. I don't know what that says about me. On the 24th, Sloan is coming back to town at the Riot Room. On the 28th, Pigface is coming to the Record Bar. And that should do it for a bit. There's a few new things on the website. I've got photos and videos and my thoughts of that Formalities Burning Hell Major Matt Mason show that happened at Records with Merit. And also photos and video of that Hipshot Killer Nervous Fit show that happened at Sister Ann's Records and Coffee. Maybe the same day, the next day, I don't know. So that's enough here. You're tired of listening to me talk. Let me play one more record here for you. I got a track from Michael Cronin. The song's called I've Got Reason. It's on his new album, Seeker, which came out October 24th on Merge Records. He is a power popster out of Los Angeles, but this one is more of the subdued side. I think you're definitely going to hear his Beatles sort of influences in this track. The album doesn't do a whole lot for me, to be honest, and you know, sometimes you just, you know, you go with your gut and say, I've liked the last few, let me just buy this one, and you don't really, you know, you don't feel like you really need to spend some time with Spotify or whatever. You're just like going to pull that trigger. Well, I pulled that trigger, and I won't say there's no regrets, but you tell me. This song's called I've Got Reason. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Try out surgery.